Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Here in Georgia, Congresswoman Lucy McBath from the 6th District met with state and local officials today in Atlanta to discuss the region's infrastructure needs. McBath weighed in on Gwinnett voters deciding today whether they want to join MARTA, saying expanding public transit is about providing for the people and giving them
the ability to live in this area without congestion, without long hours of commuting, and giving them a better ability to be able to move about in all the population centers that surround the Atlanta metropolitan area.
McBath says the key to expanding public transit is giving citizens a bipartisan message. Self-driving vehicles could be coming to DeKalb County. The Chambly City Council will vote tonight to apply for a federal grant to bring autonomous shuttles to Chambly. The shuttles would fit 8 to 16 people. A potential route would connect the Chambly MARTA station to the city civic complex on Peachtree Road. The city would pay $100,000 to pilot the project, along with funds from a U.S. Department of Transportation grant. The nation's top medical official is in Atlanta today. The Health and Human Services Secretary addressed HIV at a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention conference. GPB's Robert Jimison reports Alex Azar's comments come just over a month after President Donald Trump announced a goal to end HIV in the next decade.
Secretary Alex Azar laid out the Trump administration's plans to stop the spread of HIV by 2030 in front of healthcare providers and advocates. He said the first priority is to identify the areas that need the most attention, and that includes four counties in the metro Atlanta area.
50% of new HIV cases are coming from 48 counties, D.C. and San Juan, Puerto Rico. Four of them are right here in Georgia: Cobb, DeKalb, Gwinnett, and Fulton counties.
The HHS will work with the CDC and local healthcare organizations to make it easier for those diagnosed with HIV to access and afford costly treatments. And Azar hopes to lower the price of drugs proven to reduce the risk of contracting the virus. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.